The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Tonight, the Eurovision Song Contest finals will be held in Israel. Ireland was knocked out of the competition on Thursday during the semi-finals, but as Liam Geraghty has been finding out, there's no shortage of songwriters in Ireland.
I think it's in the ether. I think it's like, you know, Willy Wonka. It's like the, you know, the chocolate that's floating around above your head, and you just kind of tap in, you know? And when you tap in, there's either a stream of consciousness, a hook or an idea or a melody idea. It'll roll around the back of your head there somewhere until it comes out of the slot, and then the penny literally drops. You find a suitable melody, and then the rest kind of just does itself.
Ever since the wandering bards travelled from village to village with their verses and music, songwriting has been a romantic profession.
Basically, I might just be walking along and I might just think of a line.
Clontarf songwriter and pianist Rachel Barron moved to London to pursue her career.
And for me, it will catch on if it has some kind of rhythmic sound to the word, you know. Record something into my phone, like a melody, but I won't have lyrics. So then I'll go back to my phone, I'll just scroll through what I've recorded. It could be anything, like at the train station, I'll just put down a few notes quickly. Maybe a year later you might come back to that idea that didn't work. So you kind of build up a whole, let's call it like a treasure chest of ideas, and you can never just throw one away, because you just think actually everything matters, you know, so you just kind of save everything, whether it's a melody or a lyric, and then you kind of end up playing around and piecing it together.
Well, it's a very musical office. We're in a room here in Dalkey. We're surrounded by instruments on the walls and everything's playable, so you can pick up anything you want and play it. And we have some recording gear here, and we have like a printer, which is about the most office-y thing that we have in this room.
Larry Hogan is the CEO of Dublin Studio Hub.
The business has mutated substantially in the last couple of years. You know, the old Tin Pan Alley style of songwriting, where like you lovingly crafted a song and it got picked up by an artist, and a lot of that has kind of disappeared. There's new markets, and you have to be very versatile in this game. At the minute, for instance, we're working with a guy called Kevin Charge, who's had 49 number ones in Japan, and we're writing J-pop with him. You know what I mean? So it's another strand. You have to be very versatile. One minute you're literally writing music for Japanese boy bands. Next minute you're writing rock tunes. Next minute you're writing adverts. You know, you really, really have to be fluid, and you have to be able to adapt to live in this business.
Yeah, you're the man I'm looking for.
Hi.
How are you?
Fran King is a singer-songwriter who also creates bespoke songs.
I just thought the couture thing would be a great thing, to write specific songs for specific occasions. I'm not talking about Hallmark-style greeting cards or anything like that, but something that's very... If a bride or a groom or somebody who lost somebody recently came to you with a set of, you know, criteria of things to tap into, that you could process that and come out with a one-off melody, you know, or a one-off song specifically for that person. I just thought that'd be a fascinating challenge as a songwriter.
Love is you lay sleeping. My heart's been in time with yours, so sublime, like ribbons entwined.
So it depends on what you want to apply it to. It's a bit like somebody gives you the colours, then you go and paint it up, you know, you texture it up with how you apply your art, I guess, you know, in that sense. It can be expensive if you want it to be a studio recording, or you want a quartet to play it on the day. You know, really, if it's just one man and it's an acoustic, it's fairly straightforward, you know. But people do want really extroverted kind of stuff as well, so it can be very interesting.
Don't be surprised and don't hide your love.
The income from one international hit is meaningful, and if you layer several of them upon each other, it becomes very meaningful.
Hamlet Sweeney, speaking to us from Tel Aviv, is the founder of The Nucleus, a publishing and songwriting business. Their first ever song was last year's Eurovision entry, Together, and they produced this year's entry, 22.
The reason I decided to set up a songwriting business is a combination of passion and
spotting a business idea. We have young Irish songwriters with songs coming out in the United States, in Asia, in Russia, and now we're setting up a songwriting studio in Stockholm, one of the world's centres of pop songwriting. We're working with great talent over there, and we have a steady flow of talent moving between Dublin and Stockholm. So yeah, it's very exciting.
Hamlet says his experience in the music industry peaked when he was 16, touring Ireland with a certain rock star.
Nothing has beaten Meatloaf and Mullingar.
Liam Geraghty reporting there. That's all we have time for this week.